Good morning. We're back on Inside the Huddle. Thanks for joining us here today. My next guest is the head basketball coach of the Clinton Central Bulldogs, Coach Derek Davis. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. First half hour is all about Rossville. We're going to move over to the other side of the county and talk a little bit about the Bulldogs. Been a while since we talked to you. You guys traveled last night to Faith Christian. Looks like it, you know, on the losing side of that one, but to a Faith Christian team that's pretty good this year.
Yeah, they're starting to play really well. They've had their two best games, the last two games for them, losing to LCC in overtime and then beating us last night, which the score's a little – it doesn't look how close the game was. I mean, it was a three-point game after the third quarter and really 5 to 7 point game with 4 minutes left. The last 4 minute stretch for us, just we just tried to do some things that we're not capable of, and so that Faith Christian took advantage of it.
Well, last Saturday afternoon, the Bulldogs picked up a win. You guys, the way I understood it, played extremely well against a good Western Boone ball club. It's 3A. You won that ball game 70-59. Can you talk a little bit about that game and how the Bulldogs got that win for you?
Sure. I mean, it was the first time this year that we pretty much dominated from start to finish. I don't believe Western Boone had a lead the whole game. If they did, it was really early. And even when they made a run at us, we made a run right back. It was a fully put together game. We had our three best players really stepped up for us. As far as scoring, I mean, we hit 10 threes as a team, which we hadn't even gotten anywhere close to that in a game this year. So the fact that we were able to hit some shots, that was great for us. Our defense was really good, only giving up 59 points, 28 in the first half. We look good at times. We've looked good quite a few times this year, just haven't been able to finish. I mean, we played Frankfort really well. We played Rossville really well, and those were games that we just weren't able to finish. Western Boone was the first game we were able to play four quarters of basketball.
Well, can you talk a little bit about some of your kids? I mean, I think you've pretty good, nucleus of kids, and you're on the younger side. You know, they maybe just haven't played a lot of high school basketball yet, but, it's going to take some time here to get to where we're on the winning ways most nights.
Yeah, I mean, we coming into this year, we had three returners who had really any sort of minutes from last year's team. One of those returners actually is out for the year. He's had multiple concussions this year, so he's done in JT Ridens. But Troy Smith and Luke Davison, they've really stepped up for us. They've been the most consistent. Losing Luke early in the season to a hand injury and him being out about half the season, that hurt us there early, but at the same time it helped our younger kids get more experience. And that's helped us down the stretch here, getting some of those guys that didn't have the varsity experience last year a lot more minutes. Lane Davis, he's a kid that he's got to score for us. And when he scores, and I told him this, I said, when he scores, we're really good. When he doesn't score, we're not very good. And he has to find a way and find confidence in himself. I mean, in the Western Boone game, he was our leading scorer with 19 points. That was the difference in that ball game right there. I mean, he believed in himself. He hit shots. And so he's going to be really good for us. Dayton Talby's really stepped up. I mean, he had an unbelievable game last night. He probably had, I don't know, I'd say 20 deflections, 8 steals. But he had, I think, ended up with 15 points last night for us in the Faith Christian game. He really stepped up last night. So, unfortunately, we lose him. We lose the Smith. We lose Troy at the end of this year, which will be big losses for us. But we got a lot of youth coming up. I mean, Cole Davison's a sophomore this year. He's trying to find himself offensively right now. Creed Menon, a freshman. We got Amron Barrett, who's also a freshman. They're coming up. They're really solid. We have a junior point guard in Max Adair, who just, again, needs to get believe in himself and have some confidence. I find that's the biggest problem here, is just kids believing in themselves and having confidence. I think when they play with extreme confidence, we're a pretty solid basketball team, but it doesn't always happen that way. But we're building there. We're trying to get there. We got some sophomores and freshmen coming up that they played a heck of a game last night. Unfortunately, they lost by one down the stretch. Couldn't make enough free throws down the stretch, and Faith Christian beat them by one last night. But we got some guys, and our youth program's starting to get there. So we're trying to build in the right direction.
We're speaking with Coach Derek Davis, the head coach of the Clinton Central Bulldogs. Coach, you're in your second year, and you're touching on it a little bit. Let's go down. Let's talk a little bit about your youth teams and what you're trying to accomplish there, you know, to build up this central program.
Sure. Well, right now, the last 2 years we've played in the Frankfurt League. That's been something. When I got here, we didn't even have anything until fifth grade. So, like, none of our kids, second or third or fourth, did anything. Nobody did anything with them here unless the parent took them to do something. Last year I started a league, I didn't start the Frankfurt League, but I started getting teams prepared to play in that Frankfurt League. I thought it went really well last year. This year we had great numbers. We did a camp, right before the basketball season started, second through sixth grade, and we had, 65 kids, at that camp, second through sixth grade, which was unreal. For number purposes, and we had just not 60 some kids, but we had pretty darn close to 40, 50 kids in our league teams that decided to come out and play. And so our numbers are starting to increase, which is great for our program. Next year, I'm already looking at next year and what we can improve on. I think our younger kids will probably maybe second grade, we'll probably have a couple teams at the Frankfurt League, but other than that, we might look to also go to Grand Park or Legacy and try to get into some of those leagues to get a little more competitive with some of our teams, especially our fifth and sixth grade teams, because unfortunately, I don't know what it is about around this area, but it's hard to get fifth and sixth grade basketball games in school. School play. We only had like three or four this year, which was unfortunate for our kids. And so I think maybe taking them down to Grand Park or up to Legacy will benefit them more than what our school was able to give us as far as games outside that Frankfurt League. So, I think, but we're building there. So,
yeah, I think you're touching on all the important points. I've been a very big proponent here on Inside the Huddle for the last 2 years, talking about it. You can look around any team in the area that's having high school success consistently. Go back to see what happened, you know, when those kids were in first, second, third grade, and I think that bleeds up all the way. Maybe when they're down there in those younger grades, they don't have to travel all over the state, but if they're just, you know, in the gym two nights a week, you know, for 4 or 5 months and getting skills and trying to get better, that propels them, you know, a long way than if they start in fifth or sixth grade.
Yes, 100% agree. I mean, that's what a lot of our coaches are dealing with around the state right now is when there hasn't been good youth programs, you're looking at lack of fundamentals at the high school level and lack of basketball IQ. And I would say those are two of our biggest issues right now at the high school level is our basketball IQ from not playing enough. And not watching the game enough and not being able to understand it, where to be, when to be there. And then also our lack of fundamentals. We're just not where we need to be for a varsity or JV high school program as far as fundamentals. And those are things that can definitely be drilled on in our youth programs. And that's one thing we are extremely working on. The coaches I have down there, they've put a lot of effort into developing fundamentals. So by middle, fifth, sixth grade, and even middle school, we're starting to compete. We're starting to be able to teach basketball concepts and not worry about so much on fundamentals. I mean, you always improve fundamentals. You always continue to work on it. But, I mean, if they can get a lot of those down early on in the stage of the game, it'll be easier later for your high school team.
That's very well said, Coach. I hope you can't see him, but the group sitting here next to me, my next guest is the sixth grade girls basketball team from Clinton Prairie that I coach. And I preach that to them all the time about fundamentals, that we got to have it now because you can't get it later. And I hope they were listening to you right there. I hope all kids were listening to that at any program in the county, because it's only going to make you better. You got to get a ball in your hands. We talked about with Coach Corey Dunn a little bit ago about Jake McGraw from Clinton Prairie. There's no accident why he's the better player in the area right now. I mean, the kid works at it, and he's got a lot of fundamentals.
Oh, absolutely. That kid is a special player. I mean, he single-handedly beat us twice. So he's just a different player, but he puts work in. I mean, that's the thing. And I preach to my team all the time. It's not what you do in the season. It's the off season that matters. It's what you're doing when the lights aren't on. It's what you're doing when you're not playing a basketball game. It's all those minutes that no one else sees. That's more important than anything. And I guarantee you, McGraw's been in the gym countless of hours in the off season. I mean, his game shows it. So that's what we got to get. That's what we got to get our kids to start believing here, and hopefully translates to more success down the road.
Great talking with you this morning, Coach. We've been talking with Derek Davis, the coach of the Clinton Central Bulldogs. They travel Tuesday night on Valentine's Day to North Montgomery. Good luck to you, Coach. We'll try to catch up to you right before the sectional again.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back right after this. I got some really special guests in the studio, the Clinton Prairie girls' sixth grade basketball team. We'll talk to them when we come back.